Now, I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the emergence of spring comes the emergence of bears in West Virginia. And as much fun as they can be to see, they can also become a real problem in a real hurry. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Black bears have a special place in the hearts of West Virginians. In recent years, the bears have multiplied to the point that it's possible to see one at any time in just about any part of the Mountain State. That, however, can be a double-edged sword.
They're always nice to see, and they're, you know, great to look at, but we definitely don't want people drawing them in with any kind of human food.
That's Colin Carpenter, Bear Project leader in West Virginia, who says bears are creatures of habit more so than most other wildlife in the state. And when humans become a source of food to the bears, they can quickly become a problem.
They mean well when they feed wildlife, but with bears, you know, we don't recommend, you know, feeding wildlife of any kind except, you know, birds in the wintertime. Which is a good point right now. Really, people need to take down their bird feeders this time of year because, you know, the birds don't need food. But bears, you know, very easily become accustomed to human foods, and they like to hang around then. They don't spend as much time in the wild.
Although black bears are generally non-aggressive, they are still a wild animal, and that by no means makes them harmless, especially if they are out of a food source they've become dependent upon.
We're lucky that black bears are very docile, and in most cases don't they're fearful of humans in most cases, but they can easily get used to being around people. And, you know, it's just not good to have wild animals in close proximity to humans because they're unpredictable. The bears that become habituated to humans and get accustomed to these human food sources, in a lot of cases, we end up having to destroy those animals.
Now, there was a time when a problem bear would simply be trapped and relocated to a more remote spot in West Virginia, but the bear population's grown so large, there's nowhere left to put them out of harm's way. So putting them down is about the only way to deal with a nuisance animal. Carpenter says there are three things you can do that'll largely keep you and the bears out of trouble.
First thing we tell people, and this is, you know, the bulk of the complaints that we get, we've got to handle over the phone because we don't have the staff to deal with them all, but usually bear problems are pretty easy to deal with. It's almost always a food attractant that's causing it. So we'll tell folks to make sure there's no pet food left outside overnight, take down those bird feeders now this time of year, and put your trash out on the morning of pickup. Those three things are the most common causes of bear-human encounters.
Bears are out of their dens a little earlier than usual this year because of the mild winter in the early spring, and even females with cubs are out roaming around. Fun to see, but not on a regular basis amid your trash and pet food. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.